Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
And the ball game's over, and the Giants have won Super Bowl 46.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Yeah. Money, power, respect, what you need in life, you'll see the light. Saquon wanted his money. He has the power. Will he command your respect? 877-337-6666, KM to AM, a five-hour sports talk show with 4 hours to go. You know, during the break, I'm always working. I'm always figuring. Tonight's not a workout night, Paulie. No, well, maybe I'll hit some push-ups in between. But, like, this is a night where you got to be on top of breaking news and trades and things. And, you know, something that I kept hearing, and I hope to not hear it during my show, like, let's get this clear. Let's be claro. There was no trading Saquon Barkley. Like, it sounds good now to be like, they should have got something for him. Well, please Google the 2023 NFL trade deadline. Please go back in time to October 31st. It's all out there for you. Even Evan today, I just saw the clip where Tiki was like, Evan, please stop saying this. They could have got a first round pick for him. No, they couldn't. Nobody is doing that. Like, I remember once upon a time, the Dallas Cowboys giving up a first round pick for Amari Cooper. Dumb. But then they gave him away for a fifth round pick. Nobody is giving up their first round pick for a running back because nobody is taking a running back in their top picks. Maybe the Lions will take a Jahmyr Gibbs type. Maybe the Falcons, which they probably feel stupid, they take Bijan Robinson for their Arthur Smith offense and then don't even use him right. When you go back to the trade deadline, please read through all of the names and all of the positions and all of the picks. You can't sell me on Saquon Barkley at 27 years old, 6 years in, with an ACL, multiple ankles, banged up, that somebody was going to give up even a second round pick for him. Chase Young, who was, I mean, remember when the Giants potentially were going to draft Chase Young? He was a top pick. He went for a third rounder. It just wasn't happening, folks. So please, take deep breaths. Control your breathing and your thoughts and realize this is Joe Shane and Brian Daboll's franchise. It's their time. They didn't draft Saquon Barkley. It had to end. And there also was no counteroffer. Why didn't they offer him? What, they didn't at least offer him? No, because what were they going to offer him that was going to be even close to that Eagles deal? I'll bring up the Eagles deal for you in a second. Let's get back to the phones. Limo driver Ed, my guy in PA, how you feeling?
My brother, don't say PA. You can say PA, but say Philadelphia too, because guess what? He's coming home.
And I'm, you know, coming what? Home. We got
him. He's coming
but you're
home,
a Jets fan. What? You're a Jets fan.
Wait a minute. But I'm saying, I still pay my taxes here, and I still take people down to the Eagles game, baby. So listen, let me tell you one thing is, they happy here in Philly. Now, where does his mama live at? You talking about mama? Where's mama live at?
I thought she lived in North Jersey with him, no?
No, North Jersey, brother. They from Stan Whitehall. He went to school.
I know he went to Whitehall High School, but I thought his parents moved up North Jersey with him, no?
Well, now they still got everything up here. He going back. They still got things. They still got the house and everything still here.
Yeah,
here.
It just made too much sense. Here. He can slide back down there. Doesn't have to give up his home up here.
No,
doesn't have to make his daughter switch schools. He can go down there, ride right back 90 minutes up the turnpike. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Right? And he went to college where? Penn State. So he's coming home.
We
are. He grew up. Right.
They are.
And guess what?
A lot of those Penn State fans are Eagles fans.
Right. I know. And guess what? And he grew up as an Eagles fan. So guess what? He's home. It's okay, Giants fan, because right now you keep on spending money because you ain't got no quarterback for a long time. Giants ain't going to see nothing like my Jets another 45, 50 years of Super Bowl, man. So let them keep on crying. They're going to keep on crying. It's fine.
Hey, have a good one, Ed. I got to get you up out of here. Limo driver Ed is a Jets fan, but he's usually calling, and when he calls, the city is Pennsylvania, Philly. I can't have a Jets fan who's down in Philly commenting right now. This is a safe space, Giants fans. This is the home of the Giants. Follow up with your thoughts and takes. Here's what Adam Schefter put out. Former Giants running back Saquon Barkley reached an agreement with the Philadelphia Eagles on a 3-year, $37.7 million contract that could be worth up to $46.75 million. It includes $26 million fully guaranteed at signing. There's just no way he was going to say no to that. Hate the guy if you want. That's your right as a fan. That's your right as a Hurt fan. That's your right as a Giants fan. Like I said, you'll be here longer than any other Giants players. Like, especially you young kids, you're going to learn as you grow up. These guys, they come, they go. And if they come through and don't win anything, that's something I preach to all these young kids that are Yankees fans that I talk to online or I see in the stadium. Like, these young kids' hero is Didi Gregorius. I'm like, yo, what? Like, you guys care so much about Yankees that didn't win a damn thing, right? I have a special place in my heart for Bernie Williams, for Mariano Rivera, for Derek Jeter, right? I mean, I love Judge, but what has Judge done in October? He hasn't done it yet. Like, it hasn't happened yet. I don't know. I don't have that attachment or that feeling for no one, like, that didn't bring me the ultimate joy, the chip, the championship. What did Saquon win? Did he win? He won one playoff game with y'all. So Barkley now beats the franchise tag number and has a maximum average per year salary of $15.833 million, which would be the second highest for a running back in NFL history. That is how he views himself. Last week, I told you he is not just a important figure in the Giants' history being taken number two overall. He is an important figure in NFL history. Saquon Barkley, no matter what. Gettleman and Shermer. Saquon Barkley, no matter what. Well, Saquon Barkley views himself as one of the best to ever do it, one of the greatest of all time. I'm sure many have told him he's a GOAT. And now he will go down in history as one of the highest paid running backs ever. He feels like he's a Christian McCaffrey type. Well, let's see what Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts and those guys do with Saquon. Let's see at 27 how he holds up. Let's see if he's still dynamic and explosive and can live up to that contract. If I'm a Giants fan, I'm not. But Giants fans, we're with you tonight. Dallas Cowboys fans, we don't want to see him go over there and have success. We're not rooting for him. We don't like that. We don't like that move. Saquon, I've seen Saquon kill the Dallas Cowboys. I mean, it hasn't led to much winning, but I've seen some big explosive plays in Jerry World, in Giants Stadium, MetLife, whatever. Do I want to see him with the Dirty Birds ball out, lead the league in rushing? Hell no, no. So I am happy for that man and his family that he got paid. He's been talking about it for years now. He's done podcasts and interviews and campaigning. He wanted it to be here, but you know what? He doesn't control that. It's not his time anymore. It's Joe Shane and Brian Daboll's time. And they're getting players up out of here. Xavier McKinney goes back and reunites with his college coach. He went on Hey Kay Adams last week and kind of hinted at that. Oh, yeah, I haven't talked to him yet, but, you know, we'll see what unfolds. They didn't tag him either. You can go, right? And I said about him, he had an issue with Wink Martindale. He spoke on it. Maybe you don't want that kind of guy in the locker room. To hell with this locker room talk as well, right? Oh, you know, Saquon was such a good guy in the locker room. So what? That locker room is going to be completely different. You had 10 captains last year. You're never supposed to have 10 captains. Too many Chiefs, not enough Indians. 877-337-6666. Mendy out in Brooklyn, talk to me. You're on the Fan.
What's up, Keith? I'm very confused about what just happened with the other call. So we had a guy in Philly go ahead and call and say how he's back home while he's a Jet fan in Philadelphia going ahead and the Jets haven't made a move own running back is going ahead and
that was a troll call. Shout out to Ed. He calls me a lot. We've talked a bunch of times. And right away it clicked. I'm like, you're a Jets fan. What are you talking about? Like, you're calling right now to troll the Giants fan. Oh, he's back home and I pay taxes down here. Ed, stop it already, right? Just wait till the Jets bring back all of Aaron Rodgers' friends the second time and don't make the moves. And you run it back. And I don't want to get ahead of myself, but there's a lot of work to be done on that side. The Eagles, congrats to Philadelphia and any of you Philly fans that are listening to WFAN right now for the purpose of trying to drink Giants fans' tears. I'm not going for it. It's not going to happen. This is a day where the Giants get Brian Burns. This is a day where the Giant fan understands, hey, there's a new GM and new head coach in town. They're doing it their way. The Gettleman era is over, and we got to erase that.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, listen, I don't like that he went ahead and went to the Eagles, right? It's basically like I dated a girl for 6 years and then she leaves me for my best friend.
Eagles, anywhere but Philly. I understand that.
Yeah, 100%. But at the same time, too, right? It's also like, listen, the Giants were never going to pay you that. I get it. You go ahead and you get yours, okay? But he didn't say anything about the Giant fans. We got no mention. You go ahead and you call Tiki Barber saying that he's dead. Yeah.
Well, he did.
As a fan, you are dead to me, okay? You go ahead and joined our rival, that's fine. That is your choice. But I don't care what happens now.
Oh, I'm disgusted. I just went on his Twitter. He's got himself photoshopped in the Kelly Green jersey. I literally just got sick. He did send out a tweet for the Giants fans before he got on his Twitter fingers and took a shot at Tiki Barber. He said, thank you to everyone.
But he didn't mention the Giants.
Well, yeah, because he's probably pissed off about the Giants. He said, thank you to everyone who has shown me love and support over the past 6 years. That would include the Giants and Giants fans. Forever grateful, excited for the next chapter with the blue heart. He didn't specifically say thank you to the New York Giants for drafting me, for handing me the ball, for, you know, I don't know. I don't know what you want the guy to do. I think he's pissed off. The next tweet was two Eagles, and I'm just like, ew, slimy, traitor, turncoat. How could you, Saquon? I mean, I know the money's green, but to put on that Kelly Green, like, you got to be disgusting. A different type of person, man. You got to be a different type of guy.
And you spent 6 years being a class act. You were everything that every young kid could go ahead and look up to. You were perfect.
That's why I blame KD.
Anything bad. You were the perfect. And Tiki Barber tweeted out for you in January about how you should win the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award. Man, it is.
Tiki has always supported him, but Tiki spoke very matter of factly. You're dead to
us.
Like, he knows,
right?
Tiki is now in the media on WFAN. He hears your calls. I don't know how much he does the internet stuff, but he knows the voice and the sentiment of the Giant fan right now. You've been owned by Philadelphia. For him to choose that as his landing spot and that deal, like, he's the enemy now. That fast.
But I want to know is that what did he expect? That everyone should go ahead and get on our knees and say, Father Barkley, please don't leave us.
Nah.
You can't do this. Oh, we hate this. You know, like, listen, you chose the rival. You chose the money, which is okay, man. Go ahead and you earned every penny. But don't go ahead and expect that such a drastic decision by a team that you know we hate because you were here for 6 years. Don't go ahead and be shocked when a radio host, because that's what Tiki is, okay? Part of being a radio host is speaking as a fan.
Yeah. Yeah.
No one wished anything bad on Saquon. No one wished anything bad. You are dead to us as a fan. We don't care about you anymore. You, we're not going to talk about you anymore because we don't care you joined the rival. That's what dead to me is. And to go ahead and attack a giant legend? How did you think that that was going to work out for you? What is your end goal? Why the hell would you ruin a six-year career when everyone loved you? You made it very clear that you wanted to be here. You went out of your way, and every single podcast you had, I want to be a Giant, I want to be a Giant, I want to be a Giant. I get it. The Giants didn't put that monetary value that you think that you are worth, but you did everything right, man. And
there's no coming back from that. Sorry, Mendy, I had to let you go. I let you vent, though. And I know there's a lot of people that feel you on that, but there's no coming back from that, folks. And then when you double down to take a shot at Tiki Barber, I'll read it for the folks that don't go on Twitter. I would recommend never going on Twitter. I'm just way too deep into that cesspool now. But Tiki Barber says what he says, and you know what happens on the internet. They don't do their research. They don't look for context. That's why in my open, and I reiterated again, Tiki said this last week. They weren't jumping all over it last week. Tiki just said what he said last week, now that it's confirmed. So Complex Sports, TMZ, SportsCenter, they all take the quote, "You're dead to us, Saquon. Good luck. You're dead to me." That's tough. That hit Saquon in the feels. He said, "LOL, yup, you're the prime example of loyalty to a team. I got the deal I wanted. Secured more GM, general money, more GM, more guaranteed money, which wasn't given to me before. So if fans are going to hate me for that, so be it. But I never turned my back on my teammates and always had theirs." Now, that's one part of it. And what I'll react to that part is saying, like, yo, it's about the money. It's business. It's not personal, but it is. And like I said, guys like KD, and there's other examples. We can look up a bunch of other guys through the last decade plus that have taken money elsewhere with a rival team or another team, and they have literally made it acceptable to just S on your fan base after, like Mendy said, you said it, your words, you were a Giant, you wanted to be here, blah, blah, blah. Like, not really that sincere.
Right, and here's the question. Should athletes care about the fans' feelings when they know that the fans don't care? The fans don't give a crap about the athletes. They care about the front of the jersey,
it's
right?
It's going to take a lot.
So should Saquon care that he's public enemy number one now? Should he care one bit what Giants fans think of him?
He's not going to care when those game checks hit. But, like, he still now has to wear it. It's going to take a lot of energy to get rid of all of that blue, all of that Giants, 6 years of memories. You're explaining to your daughter, explaining to your extended family that are Giants fans, your friends that you're going to the hated rival, right? And then to put on that green, like I said, even just seeing him photoshopped in that green jersey, I'm like, ew, bro, are you serious? Like, you couldn't have taken a deal somewhere else. And I always speak like this. I have no bread still to this day. I pray that I can touch a million one day. I grew up with no funds, no bread, gluten-free.
The majority of humanity is
so
like that.
So I can't speak to
Saquon
the difference.
Saquon is in the top half percentile of
right.
humans.
I can't speak to the difference of, you know, a few million a year and then even the incentivized money. But I'm guessing it's enough money where you can stomach that, you can handle that. And now he's got
to
wear it.
I mean, in Saquon's like defense, he was playing under his rookie deal for his entire career with the Giants, obviously except for the franchise tag last year. He repeatedly said he wanted to be a Giant. Did Dave Gettleman getting fired as GM hurt that? Probably. That probably doesn't help. And Joe Shane realizes that. I tweeted this out earlier. Saquon's record with the Giants, 34-64-1.
Yeah, it's a tough day.
34-64-1, which means,
it's
number
a tough
one,
day.
The organization has been a miserable failure the last 10 years, six of which he's been there, number one. Now, it's not all his fault. They don't have a quarterback, and they still don't have a quarterback, which begs the question, why are you giving Brian Burns $150 million when you don't have a quarterback?
We shall see. What are the premium? All right, you need a quarterback, and you also need someone to rush the quarterback. Like, we haven't talked about Christian Wilkins yet. Going over there to the Raiders with Max Crosby on that line, that's what the Giants are trying to do. Put Brian Burns with Dexter Lawrence. Sexy Dexy is all alone.
And Kayvon, absolutely.
And now Kayvon, hopefully, in this new scheme with Shane Bowen, is unlocked a little more. Not to knock the guy. He did have double-digit sacks last year, but maybe now with those two beasts on the line, it's like pick your poison, and he's wreaking havoc.
Right, but they're also going to be on the field. what, 50 minutes if Tommy DeVito or Daniel Jones might be starting next year. They don't have a quarterback.
In my humble opinion, and you've heard me say this a bunch, Daniel Jones is not going to be ready for training camp week one unless he has some type of miracle rehab, right? For weeks now, I've been telling you the Kyler Murray timeline. I know they're complete different humans. I mean, Kyler Murray was drafted to play for the Oakland Athletics, number one overall, same draft as Daniel Jones. Completely different human beings. But Kyler Murray came back in 313 days. I applied that math to Daniel Jones, and 314 days from his surgery would be October 1st. So is he 30 days better than that math with his rehab? Really, he'd have to be like 60 days better than that math with his rehab to be ready for August training camp. You know he's hurt, and you know he's mid. You know he's not that great. He's a good quarterback as far as, like, yeah, you know, he's not a complete bum. But you're trying to win. They just talked to Russell Wilson. They all right, hey, you're looking for a one-year deal, $1.2 million the minimum? I thought Russ, talking about winning Super Bowls, was going to look for potentially his last contract. No, Russ is making $38 million from the Broncos. He's down to go prove it in Sixburg with a ready-made team. The Giants, they don't have a ready-made team, not to win. But you can't sell me on Daniel Jones being the week one starter. Rangers score, first goal. You can't sell me on Daniel Jones being the week one starter, coming back from an ACL injury, and the best season that he had, he ran the football. So now, not having your superpower, the thing you're best at, we can't say the best thing that he does is throw the football. We can't say that. We can't say the best thing he does is throw the football into the end zone. So I think the Giants are going to have more than one plan. It's not Tyrod Taylor. It's not Tommy Cutlets. This is new, Giants fans. Go on this new journey with your new GM and head coach. And who knows where it's going to take you. The last thing Saquon said to Tiki, which it just shows me, you're hurt. People are unfollowing you. People are hitting your phone. It's in your head. He said, you've been a hater since I got to New York. And all the dead to me talk, don't smile in my face when you see me. Bruh, come on. First off, I've heard Tiki endorse you a ton. I've heard Tiki be supportive of you. I've heard Tiki on this radio station sing your praises. So to say he's been a hater since I don't know where that comes from besides just other people and a lot of noise. And then all the dead to me talk, don't smile in my face when you see me. What are you going to do to Tiki Barber? Tiki Barber's not worried about you, Saquon. He is going to smile in your face because now you're with the enemy. 877-337-6666. This is fun. Keith McPherson on the Fan. We'll be right back.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number
1.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Play fake, Jones rolls left, wide open for the touchdown is Bellinger.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Uptown, baby, uptown. Right back at it on The Fan in New York on this Monday night, March 11th. I was listening to Evan and Tiki earlier, and I think Evan said, like, this Wednesday, like, right before, I'm like, it's Monday, bro. 877-337-6666. I don't know if anybody else caught that. Today has been a hilarious day of calls and conversations. And, man, you love a day like this in sports talk radio. You know, throw your original notes out, react to what we have, and I'm not burying the lead here. Obviously, it's Saquon Barkley's departure, the Giants moving on from him, not paying him that ridiculous contract for a running back that the Eagles put up, right? And the Eagles move on from DeAndre Swift, who's from Philly. That's your man's, like, that's your guy. He goes to the Bears. Josh Jacobs goes to the Packers. Austin Ekeler to the Commanders. Tony Pollard to the Tennessee Titans. These running backs are all changing teams. I'm hoping the Dallas Cowboys take a look at Aaron Jones, who kills them every opportunity he gets, including this first round of this wild card round or divisional round of the playoffs, whatever it was. I don't even remember now. That game was over in the first quarter. But Brian Burns can be a legitimate threat. And whether you know about him or not, look him up. Look up some of his highlights. This is a young man. Literally a young man, younger than Saquon, who he's got fresh legs and he's hungry and he just got the bag and he knows New York is his home and he knows what time it is. He knows he's got to come here and put on. This is a guy that I just think is a no-doubter. This is a guy that I think Giants fans are going to love. And when he's sacking the quarterback, when he takes Saquon's head off for a 6-yard loss, you're not going to be thinking about, oh, man, we should have paid Saquon. Oh, man, once a Giant, always a Giant. He is literally dead to you, like, as a fan. Obviously, he didn't, you know, we're not taking it that morbid route. But, like, as a fan, you're rooting against him. And it's crazy to think that as guys have the pen to write their history, their legacy, money, you know, money is everything. I'm never going to fault somebody for taking the money. And like I said, I can't speak to being a multimillionaire. But I did talk last week about Saquon and the fact that I thought there was more money here in New York after your career being a running back, NFL, not for long. I don't know how many more years you have to run the ball. I just felt like there was more money staying here in New York for whatever you want to do. I mean, we're in an era now where everyone has a podcast, and it's not just an audio podcast, it's a video podcast you can watch on YouTube and have advertising dollars and a bunch of different advertisers and do live shows, and like that is all gone. It's erased. Yes, you were the number two pick for the New York Giants. You didn't win a damn thing here. Fans loved you, and that fast, in a few hours, they hated you. And we'll see what you do with Philadelphia. We'll see what you do with Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown didn't even want to be there. He was noncommittal to them. Does Saquon Barkley sway him to want to stay there? Maybe. Maybe, maybe not. They had some turmoil. They just lost Jason Kelce, right? Let's see if they put it all together in Philly. If not, their coach is on the hot seat. And Saquon just signed away his Giants history. I get it. I'm not even saying legacy. His history, his brief history here. He signed that away, And he signed away the chance to come back in the future. I joked about, you'll never host a show here at WFAN, but like, look at Tiki Barber. Tiki Barber is 18 years out of the league. He's hosting the afternoon drive show. Those opportunities in television, radio, podcasting, sports media, I mean, they're becoming bigger and bigger. Everyone's got a platform now. FanDuel, DraftKings, Wave Sports, Volume. And now, you know, you're seeing, like I said, you're seeing people build their own platform. So I just think Saquon, if he had plans for after, maybe he doesn't, though. Maybe he doesn't want to be. I think he's a well-spoken, smart guy. I would think that he does have plans to continue, you know, here with the Giants. I mean, you just saw him during the stadium series wearing his Giants jersey, talking to the crowd, representing the G-men. Did he have it in his mind that this is it? This is the last time they're ever going to see me in this Giants jersey?
Maybe if they had him up top instead of Tommy DeVito, he would have stayed. But no, ESPN's got to focus on DeVito.
We got to throw Tommy Cutlets under the bus. He's getting his while he can, too.
Right. Well,
he's maximizing his dollars, too.
Right. Well, because he knows his ceiling. But one quick question, though, and you brought it up earlier. How much do you think athletes really care about legacy and history with one team? Because I
they
find
don't
that
anymore.
And like fans expect that for some reason. Like fans expect, for example, Pete Alonso to like they think it's so important for him to be a lifelong Met. Like it's a good story.
Aaron Judge cared,
but if Pete Alonso doesn't help the team win, I don't care. I want someone who's going to help me win a championship.
It's hard to
That's
win.
It.
It's hard to win a championship.
It is. No, it is. We haven't had one in New York since 2009, so it's very difficult.
If Pete Alonso signs with the Phillies, he's the next one in line to be forgotten about. 877-337-6666. John, out on Staten Island on the Fan in New York.
What's good, Keith?
What's good?
I'm a big Giants fan. I love the time. My favorite running back of all time is Joe Morris.
Okay.
The Giants running back position has been synonymous with the team being successful. So Hampton, Barber, Bradshaw, Jacobs. So it hurts to see Barkley go, but at the same time, I'm not mad at him, though, because if you look at it from this perspective, the way these players look at respect is how much you paid them,
yep,
when you paid them. So when they didn't sign him, when they had the opportunity to sign him before Jones' contract, and then they wound up going and giving Jones an exorbitant deal,
yeah,
we all know he's overpaid, and then tag him on top of that. And then every time they go back to give him an offer, they lowball him on the offer based upon the market. You didn't show him respect, and none of the fans on this radio should call up here and start boo-hooing when y'all didn't speak up when they didn't pay him the first time.
Yeah, the writing was on the wall.
Exactly. So we can't now kill him because now he wants to go play where he wants to play and get paid where he wants to play and go to an organization that's going to pay him what he feels like he deserves to be paid. We got to look at it from that perspective. I love Saquon Barkley. We're talking about now, he's dead to us. Barber, I love Tiki, but Tiki can't say that. There's a fraternity amongst a group of guys as a player. No, because as a running back, there's a fraternity as a player, especially a running back, that he has to uphold to a certain
extent. Yeah, but he's been removed from the game so long. He's a fan. He's a Giants fan. He goes to the game. Yeah. He watches the game with the fans, and he's speaking for the fans. Out of all of the NFL teams, there was one team, really. Even the Cowboys were hinted at potentially going after Barkley, and I heard people call his radio station and say, the Cowboys won't even be that bad because they're further away and they're frauds. We know they're going to lose. The Eagles, though? The Eagles, man, people are hurt. It's like literally being stabbed in the back. But we understand that knife, that he wasn't trying to twist that knife. He's like, listen, I feel like I got stabbed in the back by the team that drafted me. They didn't want to pay me. They paid Daniel Jones.
Absolutely.
I wanted to get the bag, so I'm going to take it from whoever it is. And it happened to be the closest team outside of the Jets.
I get that aspect of it, but I disagree from my perspective. Because
yeah, perfectly fine.
When you look at it from Tiki Barber, has to understand that there's a certain level of some things. He's a player first. He wouldn't be on the Fan if he wasn't a player.
Right.
And he wasn't a Giant player. So there's certain lines he can't cross as a player. I understand you want to be critical in terms of analyzing the game, but certain things about, from a fan perspective, he can't take that stance because he put on the blue and white. He played for the Giants. And at the same time, he was a running back. Now, let me ask you this question, Keith, and I'll hang up. I want to hear you respond to this. Let's say the biggest deal on the table is the Eagles deal, and there's no other deal on the table for you other than going back to the Giants for less than market value. You take that deal, or you take the Eagles deal?
Nah, hell no. There was only one. Thanks for the call. There's only one deal to take. Even the rumblings we heard about the Texans, the Chargers, I had been on record saying I thought the Texans were going to make a real run at them because of the cap space they had, but they weren't bidding as high. It's a bid, right? The bid goes to the highest bidder. Going once, going twice. If you want to win that bid, you have to go above and beyond. And the Dirty Birds were willing to do that. It just sucks. It sucks. But I'll say this. I have no problem with Tiki Barber being a mouthpiece for fans on the fan. I have no problem with Tiki Barber as a former running back who's in Giants lore saying that. There is no code. There is no brotherhood. It's different. Tiki Barber is one of them ones. As in one of them guys that wore one jersey and goes down in history as once a Giant, only a Giant. That's the thing here, right? Or is that only for Eli? Because Eli's got the two rings. You know, I see people being critical of Tiki Barber. I'm like, chill out. Like, and now you're going to poke holes at Tiki's career and who Tiki is. He was speaking for the Giant fan. And he said it tongue in cheek. But now everybody's running with it and Saquon responded. So what, man? Tiki's going to call games. He might call some Saquon Barkley games. Tiki's going to be in circles where he might physically see Saquon Barkley. Tiki might run into him on the golf course. It'll all pass. And you know what? As fans, I can't wait till the season starts. Let's see how it plays out. Let's see if he's healthy, Saquon Barkley. Let's see if he's dominant, Saquon Barkley. Let's see what the Eagles are through their coaching carousel and all the turmoil they had in their building, right? We don't know, and that's why we watch. But for the Giants fans, today is a day you say goodbye to Saquon Barkley. And what are you really saying bye to? You're saying bye to the Gettleman era. You're saying bye to a pick that should have never happened, number two overall. It was too high to take a running back. You'll never see anybody do that again. And you're saying bye to a guy that felt some kind of way. And in feeling some kind of way, he took the money from the team that you hate the most. 877-337-6666. Can't fault him for that. Can't knock the hustle. Get paid. But man, I think about legacy. I think about the future a lot. And people remember stuff like that more than like he could potentially go down, and I hate to put this out there, he could go down there and win a Super Bowl. He could go down there and be dominant with the Eagles, and it's just going to make it worse. It's just going to erase his Giants stuff even more. You'll never. I just talked about the visual of him representing the Giants nationally on television during the stadium series. That's all gone, man. There's no coming back from that. You go down there. Stay down there. You're on that side, stay on that side. People say keep the same energy. Like, you switch sides. Like, that's literally set tripping. that is an actual code. Like, there is an actual code to, like, hey, you were with us, you don't go to the enemy. But all money's not good money either. And, you know, whether you believe in God or the sports gods or karma, there's some of that out there too. We'll watch and we'll see how it plays out. I had this thought today and I heard Sean Morash speak on it. DeMarco Murray. DeMarco Murray did that. DeMarco Murray thought, okay, I'm going to leave Dallas. And I think he played for Tennessee, but he went and dipped off and went to the Eagles. And how'd that go for him? And DeMarco Murray, I think he led the league in rushing with the Dallas Cowboys. He had one banner year. He's not talked about in Dallas. He's not talked about by Dallas fans. He died to them, literally. He is not held in high regard. Nobody talks about him anymore. They talk about Marion Barber more than they talk about DeMarco Murray with the Dallas Cowboys. 877-337, a 6-6, two more sixes. I'll introduce some more things, but obviously it's Saquon Barkley. It's the New York Giants. We should talk about Brian Burns, John Runyon. We should talk about Devin Singletary as well. Today is a shift in the climate. Today is the day that the Giant fan understands even more than they did the last 2 years when you won a playoff game, you won Coach of the Year, you had this past year, which was a step back. Man, understand today that Shane and Dable are doing this their way, and you have to trust them. And I would trust them more than the guys that were there before them.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
The New York Rangers have won the Stanley Cup.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
New York! Keith McPherson on the Fan, man. In the Mecca, Market One, the top of the top, New York City. Now, I know our teams haven't reflected that. I know sometimes it's hard to see where our teams are going, and you kind of just have to have blind faith. But stay down till you come up, man. That's all I can tell you. It's darkest before dawn, and none of us can predict the future. None of us knows what this season's going to be like for the Yankees or the Mets and the Jets and the Giants or the Knicks. I'll leave the Brooklyn Nets out. We all kind of know what the Nets are going to be. Nothing ever. As I'm watching the Rangers up 2-0 over the Devils, I know the Rangers fans are dreaming of this town turning into a Rangers town. Islanders fans may feel like they still have a shot to make the wild card and make a run at it. They want to see the Rangers if that happens. And I don't know if you're into NYCFC or, you know, some of the other New York Red Bulls or something, they count too. But, man, this is the place to be. It's the most people, most attention. And something like this Saquon Barkley thing, man, it has grown legs. Like, every time I go to Twitter or Instagram to see who has commented on Tiki Barber's comments, so many people helicoptering in that clearly didn't listen last week when Tiki Barber said it, right? Tiki Barber in the open to Evan and Tiki basically said, if you do that, you're dead to us. And then he doubled down on it today with a smile, tongue in cheek. But so many people helicopter in this digital social media age where they make memes and quote cards. And in the quote card, you just see, you're dead to us. You're dead to me. Good luck, Saquon Barkley. And, man, I just saw Gilly the Kid, or Gilly the King he goes by now, rapper, big Eagles fan. I can't stand him and his Eagles content. I just saw him defending Saquon Barkley and coming at Tiki. But you know what I always say, Teak? No such publicity is bad publicity. This stuff is harmless, man. Nobody died. Nobody's actually dead. We are, and I said this in my opening meditation. It might have went in one ear and out the other, but we are grown men arguing about other grown men playing a kid's game. And that's fine. And that's why we love sports. And, you know, I had a tweet today that started to make its round. I was like, make its rounds. I was laughing at how many people picked it up because it rang true. I said, I don't even know if I like sports. I'm just too deep in it. Like, at this point, like, I played everything when I was young, found the sport I was good at, turned that into a scholarship, went to school and played at two different schools. Wasn't that successful, but turned it into a degree. Years go by. I'm doing everything to make ends meet, odd jobs, but still watching sports, still going to games, still a wild sports fan and keeping my knowledge up. And when I got the opportunity to take my little bit of experience and go to the sports world, I did in my other profession. And then when I saw people rising in the digital social media world and podcasts and YouTube and Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and everything else, I jumped into there. And here I am on the Fan in New York. And I think I also said in my opening, I come here to get away from all the screaming and yelling. But, you know, having a baby, that definitely put things into perspective for me. And something else I put out there today was this time, 4 years ago, we fell into the pandemic. This day, March 11th, 2020, was the last day of live sports, right? And we fell into the pandemic. None of us knew what happened. I went back to one of my old videos just thinking about how much we did not know. We didn't know how long it was going to take, what was going to happen. But that was a reality check for the sports fan. No live sports. Just like that, they can stop the NBA. They could stop the NHL. March Madness not going down. Opening day was in jeopardy. So my message here before we go to break and then we run through more calls as we approach the 9 o'clock hour is, woosah, it's all good. It's okay. We're going to be better than fine. We're going to be better than all right. It sucks in the moment to lose a player. It sucks in the moment to not know where your franchise is headed. But, man, all of the aggression and angriness and all of the harsh words being thrown, it's just going to stir the pot for Giants, Eagles, and some of these other teams. When I come back, please bear with me as I run through some of the other moves that have happened in the NFL. The NFL is shifting and changing. Keith McPherson on the Fan. This is KM to AM.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.